Thousands of people in Puerto Rico are still without power nearly 10 months after Hurricane Maria. Lawmakers recently voted to privatize the island's outdated and crumbling energy grid. And some people are making the argument that renewable energy should play a larger role in Puerto Rico's future. Arturo Masoldea is the co-director of Casa Pueblo. It's an environmental nonprofit and community group. When Maria raked the island last year, Casa Pueblo stepped in to help the residents of Adjuntas turn the lights back on with solar power. Arturo, welcome, and give me your pitch for solar.
I can tell you that the University of Puerto Rico at the Mayag West campus with the electrical engineers, they have established already that Puerto Rico can produce 100% of the total energy needs at peak hours by only utilizing 65% of the roof surfaces of already constructed buildings and houses. Wow. So the potential for solar power to run the island is out there, right on top of the houses or schools or hospitals, you know, where the energy is needed can be produced directly by the sun.
Last November, your governor said he wanted the island to generate 20 to 25% of its power from renewable energy. It sounds like you're saying that's a realistic goal.
Well, the problem with the politicians is that they use numbers because they know people want to embrace clean energy sources, but it's not happening. They're not reaching even 1-2% of the total island. The problem is statements are not backed up by the actions, and privatizing is not directing energy generation for clean energy sources. So there's a huge contradiction, and it will be nice. What we're pushing is for 50% of the island to be generated with the sun. I think we have the capabilities. I think we have the necessity and the opportunity to move forward with the sun and investing in wind, water, and biomass.
I know you have some experience on a very micro scale of getting solar to people in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, when virtually everyone's power went out and it stayed out. I understand you went around this area where you live and you started distributing solar panels. I mean, is that an example of how you do it, how you reach some of those goals?
Actually, Casa Pueblo has been running with solar power since 1999. And right after the hurricane, we were able to open the house and people were going there and using our energy system to recharge their equipment and for respiratory equipment. It was an energy oasis for the community. After that, we engaged in the campaign Light Up Puerto Rico with the Sun, and we distributed up to 14,000 solar lamps. We have energized dialysis equipment. We have work on houses, solar fridge. We are changing the energy landscape of Adjuntas, including a fully solar-powered radio station and a new cinema.
But you are, and it sounds like a great project, but you're a small grassroots organization. The island, as you well know, has been in a financial crisis. The power grid is weak. It's unreliable. People have been moving away from Puerto Rico. How do you get to that goal that you've been talking about under those types of conditions?
Well, you're exactly right. We're a small community organization, and yet think about the footprint that can be done to change the energy policy from the bottom up when people get organized. And instead of waiting for the government to sign agreements and privatizing and the fiscal board imposing the agenda for Puerto Rico, I think it's up to the Puerto Ricans to get together and decide for ourselves what we want to do. Casa Pueblo is a reference, is an example of what can be done and should be done for the people of this island.
Are you saying that you can get 50 to 60% of the island on renewable power, solar power, without the help of the government?
We are doing that within a community. And what we're pointing out is that others should do the same, and we should move forward and push forward a real transition that will move the island away from this obsolete and dangerous fossil fuel industry.
It will be 1 year in September since Maria hit. What are the conditions like there now? And are you ready for a hurricane season? We're in the heart of it again.
Yes, we are better prepared. I mean, Casa Pueblo was prepared before, but now we have reservoirs for water filters, solar lanterns. We have a solar cinema right now. The radio station is now independent from the grid and from the power authority. So if something happens, we don't need to refuel any power plant. We have people that need with a special medical needs that they have their own solar system to run their medical equipment. So things are a lot different from a year ago. If we keep waiting for the government to drive the destiny of Puerto Rico, we're in deep trouble.
That's the takeaway. Sounds like you're doing this on your own.
Basically, yes.
Arturo Masoldea, co-director of Casa Pueblo, an environmental nonprofit and community group in Adjuntas, Puerto Rico. Arturo, thank you. Good luck.
You're welcome. Have a good day.